Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. I've got a fraudulent charge on my checking account from your outfit for $49.89.
All right, let me pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
84737.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Sharon, Sharren, Trump, Trump.
Okay. And then verify your address for security purposes.
778 West, 300 South in Hurricane, Utah.
Thank you. All right, so I got an account here that has been canceled out for, did you take a survey to pick out a Dyson Vacuum 11?
I looked at it. I didn't take the survey.
All right, let me see. Well, I'm not sure what happened, but the information was definitely signed up.
It's compromised. I want my money back.
Oh, okay, yes, I do see here you were stating it was fraud, correct?
Pardon?
So you're stating that, okay, so you're saying you looked at the information, but you never put it in, but somehow we got it.
I looked at the ad, and that is it. My whole account has been frauded, and I had to cancel my checking account number. My the people have my social security number, you name it. And we went to our bank, and they're working on it. But this is a charge that I did not make, and I want my money back.
All right, so you said you went to your bank and they were working on it. Did you put this charge in there as well?
No, I did not. Because they told me the smaller amounts, I should just call them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so as long as you have not filed any fraud or dispute on this charge, then I'll go ahead and file fraud with our company.
Okay. And then how do I get my money back?
All right, so I'm going to file it. So we can file. This is fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I will go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Okay, and how do I get my money back?
Well, that's how you get your money back. Whenever I give you that process, that means when we file it, you'll get your money refunded. It usually takes about 3 to 5 business days. Give me 1 second, okay? Give me 1 second. 1 second. I'm almost done with the refund. Let me get everything notated on the account and we'll be done. Just one moment.
I had to close my checking account, my debit account, my credit cards. So you're going to have to credit my account, and when it comes in, they'll put the money over on my new checking account, but I haven't got it yet. But they said that when I get a credit, that they will transfer it over.
Yeah, they will. 1 second, this computer is really going slow today. All right, did she give you your cancellation number just in case you need to call back in?
Okay.
You need it?
Yes.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. 920-457-486.
Okay.
Yeah, so just keep that number. That's proof that it's canceled out for any future billing. Like I said, of course, give it 3 to 5 business days once you're cardholder see it pending. Like I said, they'll just transfer it over to your account. And then if you still don't see it, call us back at this number.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.